the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
Boys and girls and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. We're going to have a very, very interesting topic today. We're going to go over Walt Disney. We're going to look at Walt Disney. As you can see, Walt Disney, they're talking about Walt Disney cutting their dividends. And we're also going to reiterate on the show we had yesterday where we talked about the stock market being controlled by President Trump. So right now, today's episode, we're going to talk about dividends, how dividends inside of a company, we're going to go through the finances of a company. As we know, Disney is having a hard time right now. So we're going to talk about how dividends are not guaranteed and how dividends could hurt a company in a downtime. So on this episode, we're going to go over dividends. We're going to go with not only just go over dividends, we're going to go all the way through the financial reports. We're going to see how much money is Disney paying to and paying in dividends to shareholders. And we're going to tell you how to look up that information. Then after we show you how to look up that information, we're going to see what is the breadwinner for Disney and all the other great stuff. But if you're coming in live, feel free to tell me where you're from. Definitely want to hear where you're from. And if you haven't done so already, I see that we got people coming in live. Go ahead and
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we already know that Walt Disney is having a very hard time. And we're going to look in here. We're going to see where does Walt Disney make all of his money. So once you pull up what we have pulled up right now, this is the 10K report. Notice I'm not telling you what somebody said, what I heard reading some article. I'm showing you guys and girls how to fish. This is the 10K report. This is the Walt Disney Company. So you're going to stroll down here. First, ask yourself. I'm going to ask you guys and girls a question. Ask yourself this question. Where can you find how much a company is paying in dividends? Where can you find how much a company is paying in dividends? Can you find that on the income statement, balance sheet, or the cash flow statement? Can you find it on the income statement, balance sheet, or the cash flow statement? Where can you find how much is a company paying in dividends? All right. Ask yourself that question. This is what's going to make you better and better and better and better, right? At looking at financial reports. Let me go to you guys and girls. Comment see what you guys are saying. Max B, that's my guy. Makes sense for them to do that. Max B, he's out of Washington. He's in here. PD Young, he's always tuned in. He's out of Texas. And we have somebody from, he said, hi there, tuning in from Sacramento, California. And we got Mr. Tony Seer. He's always in the building. Good morning from Cleveland, Ohio. It's 12 a.m. in Cleveland, Ohio. What's about 10 here in Denver, Colorado? It's a late night show. But ladies and gentlemen, when you're looking at a financial report, this is the thing you're going to look and say. So it is the cash flow statement. You're going to go down and you're going to find the cash flow statement. So I'm strolling down through here and I'm going to find the cash flow statement. Voila. This is the cash flow statement. It's unaudited in millions of dollars. And the cash flow statement is broken down into three sections. You got the operating activities, you got investing activities, and you have financing activities. Right here, the financing activities, what do you see here? You see dividends. So you look at dividends, you see this quotation around it. When you see the parentheses, when you see a number with parentheses on a financial report, that means it's a loss. That means that's money that is going out. It's not a loss, but this is money they're putting out. So here they're saying that on June 27th, in the last 9 months, on June 27th, they put out $1.5 billion in dividends in the last 9 months. So when you do the math, that's about $160 million a month, if my math is correct. $160 million a month that they're putting out just paying dividends. I'm doing this so you guys and girls can see how dividends can affect the company. Now that they're having a hard time, they came out momentarily and said, hey, we want to suspend our dividends or lay off our dividends. But that's very smart for them to do because you have to look at how much a company is paying into dividends. So this was made very big today with one of the big investors came out and said, hey, Disney should cut their dividends and use that money to pivot to something that is working. So right now you got to ask yourself, what is working for Disney? How can you tell what's working for a company? It's simple, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell by looking at the numbers and paying attention to the numbers of what's working for the company. How can you tell that, ladies and gentlemen? Take a wild guess. Or how can you tell what is working for a particular company? By looking at a financial report, you can tell what's working for a company by simply looking at revenue. Revenue. What is generating the most revenue for Disney? So how can we find that out? We can, the balance sheet, the income statement, or the cash flow statement. We can find out how much a company is making via its income statement, right? So right here, it tells you their revenues, services, and products. They made $11 billion in services. They reported $11 billion in services, $544 million in products. So they're making a lot of money in services. Now, if you scroll down a little bit more, you can get a breakdown of exactly what those revenues are. Let's scroll on down here. Scroll on down here to where you get to revenues. All right. So right here, you're into revenues. This tells you their revenues is they have media networks. They got parks. They have studios, direct to customers, eliminations. I'm not sure what the eliminations are or whatever, right? So right here, they're breaking down how much, who's making the most money. And as you can look at it, most of their money, let's look at it, make sure we got it right here. On June 27, most of their money is coming from their media networks, okay? So for the last 9 months, majority of their money, as you can see, last year, June of last year, they reported they made $6.5 billion in parks. Last year, they made $6.5 billion in parks. Their two money makers for last year was parks, experiences and products, and media networks. As we know, Disney owns a bunch of channels, ESPN, and all a bunch of movies, stuff like that. So last year, their biggest moneymaker was media, $2.7 billion, and parks, $2.5 billion. Now you go over here to this year, they went from $6.5 billion in parks to only $983 million in parks. You're talking about taking a shaving. I didn't do the exact math, but I would say that's about almost 80 to 90% of the park revenue just disappeared. But guess what? The media networks only lost about 10%. So their number one moneymaker right now is media networks. So when you look at it, they could allocate that $160 million they're putting out average on month paying dividends, and I will allocate that to media networks. It's time to pivot. Okay, the parks, we don't know when parks are going to open back up, when people are going to hang out in parks. So these parks are turning into deserts. So it would make complete sense. Stop paying a dividend. Push the money to your media networks. Walt Disney is known for his movies. Maybe you need to make some new movies, revamp his whatever he's doing, because you know he did that big deal. It has Disney Plus now, all the other great, all those are the great things. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can see right here in the financial reports, you're looking at the revenue last quarter, not last quarter, but last quarter of this time last year, they made $6.5 billion. They're losing hand over foot from the parks being closed. And we don't know how much longer the parks are going to be closed. I would say maybe until next summer, the parks may be open. But guess what? Now you're looking at the parks took the biggest hit. The studio entertainment took a nice size hit. The only thing that rose was direct to customers in international. And the biggest moneymaker right now that they have is their media networks. So if it's common sense. Take reallocate the money from paying out dividends to putting more content and producing more content for Disney. Now, with that being said, when they said this, you can see how this shaped the, you can see how the stock rose today because of they're saying, hey, we're going to stop putting out how much money to dividends. We just saw that it was putting out $1.5 billion in dividends, which is about over 9 months. So the last 9 months, their cash flow statement said they was putting out $1.5 billion into dividends. If you take that divided by nine, if my math is not incorrect. It's around $160 million per month they're putting out in dividends that can be allocated. If they stop paying dividends, they can reallocate this to their media to increase the revenue in the strongest area. As most more people stay home, maybe they want to focus more on their media networks because that seems to be their biggest winner. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you guys and girls how you can read a financial statement, not going by what somebody said or what you heard, but you can look at a financial statement and see how a financial statement can disclose how things are being run inside of a company, right? Now, yesterday's show, what I wanted to talk about, many people were caught up. We're going to look at President Trump's tweets. Before I get into that, let me see what y'all say in the comments. All right. Somebody said the balance sheet. No, it was not the balance sheet. It's the cash flow statement. The cash flow statement tells you how much money is moving in and out of the company on one particular day. The balance sheet tells you how much money is in the bank. The balance sheet tells you it lines up all your assets, all your liabilities, right? To see how much money is flowing in, it is the income statement. The income statement told us the money that was flowing in via their revenues. The cash flow statements told us what was flowing out via their dividends. Nice try there. We got Reginald. Who's this? Reginald Bowman, I think that is. What's going on, Reginald Bowman? He said, good evening. It's 1800. Okay, you know, that's military time right there. It is 6 p.m. in Hawaii. Nice. We're all over the world today. Hawaii, Texas, Washington, Ohio, Colorado, the people that are catching this live. And also, Max B said distance plus is keeping them alive. Exactly, right? So now they're looking at reallocating the funds. Remember yesterday's show? I'm going to go into my next topic here, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday's show, I told everybody, don't get so caught up on availability. And what I mean by availability is sometimes we get so caught up on what's in front of us that we forget about what's really behind us. What's the bigger picture? I'm talking about Donald Trump's tweets, President Trump tweets, how President Trump tweets shaped the market. As I was on my live show yesterday, I was talking about every president, the market was doing very well. President Trump came out and said, no more stimulus talk until after the election, then I'll pass a stimulus package. The Dow Jones dropped 600 points. And everybody said, see, no stimulus. Oh, it's not going to happen. Trump said, hey, you know, you want my money. I said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to what both parties agree on. Both parties agree that we should have a bailout program. Both parties agree airlines should be bailed out. Both parties agree that we should send out stimulus checks. Both parties agree that we should do COVID-19 research. And both parties agree that we should send PayPal protection. I keep saying PayPal, payroll protection, the PPP plan. So, and I already knew, I said, when this gets passed, this is going to push airline stocks up, and it's also going to push up, bank stocks. So let's take a look right here, ladies and gentlemen. You can see President Trump, he's saying right here today, he says, if I'm sent a standalone bill for stimulus checks of $1,200, they will go out to great American people immediately. I'm ready to sign right now. Are you listening, Nancy Pelosi? He's pretty much saying Nancy. So he's telling everybody, I will send checks to everybody if they send me a bill by itself. This is what's happening. He's saying, hey, I want to put money into the American people, but the Democrats are sending it. This is not a political show, the House. I will say the House is sending him a bill with a bunch of other stuff in it that he doesn't like. So it's a whole lot of pushing back and forth. When he said, no, I'm not signing anything, we're not going to do anything, guess what happened immediately? The market started tanking. The market dropped 600 points. Then last night, right after I got off the show, he put right here, the House, look at this tweet right here, what I got hovered over. The House and Senate should immediately approve a $25 billion for airline and payroll support. The House and Senate should immediately approve a $25 billion for airlines and payroll support and $135 billion of paycheck protection program for small businesses. But both of these will be fully paid for with unused funds from the CARES Act. have this money. I will sign it now. So right now he's saying, I'm willing to bail out airlines. I'm willing to get them payroll support. I'm willing to back up payroll, the PPP plan, the PPP plan. That's going to be the banks, the airlines. That's going to be the airlines. And I'm ready to support small business loans right now. I'll do it right now if you send it up to me. But guess what? When they're sending it up to them, the Democrats want the House. Is sending up bills where they want governments to get funding, cities to get funding, and I guess he's not in lock and step with that. So, ladies and gentlemen, when he put this out yesterday, when he said, I'm stopping all talks, market went down 600 points. He put this exact text out right here. The market today went up like 500 points just because he said, I'm willing to sign, I'm willing to bail out airlines, I'm willing to give the PPP plan to small businesses, and I'm willing to give a $1,200 stimulus check. That itself, his tweet, changed the market up 600 points a day. Y'all see that? It went from 600 points down to 600 points up just by him speaking from his tweets. This is called political risk. This is why you don't get so caught up in what's going on every single day that you forget about the fundamentals. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to bring that up to you. We talked about the dividends, about Disney cutting their dividends, and we talked about President Trump essentially controlling his tweets, using the tweets to control the market, how the market went down 600 points from one tweet to up 600 points with another tweet. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys and girls got something out of it. Hope you guys and girls learned a little bit more about financial reports and how dividends can be used to build up a financial report to make a great company. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me doing around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.